This is a presentation of the Blue Raider Network.
Live from Coach's Grill in Murfreesboro, it's Kermit Davis Live.
Kermit Davis Live.
1 hour of basketball conversation with the head coach of the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders.
KC down the lane, finger roll up and good.
No, underneath the Jason Jones, layup good, and a foul.
Call 1-866-RAIDERS to get in touch with Coach Davis with your questions and comments about Middle Tennessee Blue Raider basketball. 1-866-RAIDERS.
That's 1-866-724-3377.
You can also email your questions to radio@goblueraiders.com. Kermit Davis Live is brought to you in part by Ascend Federal Credit Union, AT&T Yellow Pages, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee, Cellular Concepts, Embassy Suites, First Tennessee, Lewis Bakeries, Middle Tennessee Medical Center, and your local State Farm agents. Now, let's join Coach Davis and the voice of the Blue Raiders, Chip Walters.
Very pleasant. Good evening tonight from Coach's Grill. It's Blue Raider basketball, Kermit Davis Live, as we talk Middle Tennessee basketball for the next hour. And Coach Davis will be up here with us in just a few moments, which gives us an opportunity to just kind of go through a few things this evening. We do have question cards that have been being passed out. The young Henniger young ladies will be passing those out. Also want to remind you, we're at Coach's Grill. They've got great food here tonight, but there's a big night coming up tomorrow night right here at Coach's, Valentine's Day evening, and they've got a special Valentine's trivia night here at Coach's Grill. So you've got that to look forward to tomorrow night as well. They'll be offering great prizes such as manicures, massages, and gift cards. So all kinds of good stuff tomorrow night. That starts at 7 o'clock tomorrow night here at Coach's Grill. We appreciate it very much. And, Coach, have a nice beverage there as we get underway. And congratulations on a great week.
It was. It was a terrific week for it was a terrific week for everyone. I thought, Chip, you know, men and women, I thought we had two great crowds. Chip, you know, we averaged around 7,000 people for the two games, which is absolutely outstanding. Our student body was unbelievable. And, you know, it was kind of a must-wins for us. I mean, it's a rivalry game on Thursday night that we needed to win. I thought Western Kentucky came in and played well. And then Saturday in front of a national televised audience, I thought that our whole university performed in a great way. And it was great in a national light across the country. A lot of Texas and people that watched, you know, commented on our arena and commented on our fans and the way our team looks. It was a good weekend. It sure was.
All right, we've got a caller waiting online. We'll get to right after the break. Also want to remind you the phone number, 1-866-RAIDERS, or the email address, wide open tonight, radio@goblueraiders.com. More with Coach Kermit Davis after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
If you're rolling out in Ripley, if you're cruising up Crossville Way, in Dixon, Decaturville, Franklin, or Fayetteville, you better heed what I say, because I'll be around, everywhere around, in your town. Oh, I'm going to be around.
Ha! Wherever you go in Tennessee, if you're driving under the influence, you're going to get nailed. Paid for by the Governor's Highway Safety Office.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Jordan, an orthopedic surgeon with Middle Tennessee Medical Center. As the official health care providers of the MTSU Blue Raiders, we know the importance of getting players healthy and back in the game. Middle Tennessee Medical Center provides comprehensive orthopedic care with expertise to return each patient to an active and functional lifestyle. Our team is highly experienced in orthopedic and joint replacement surgery, which means better outcomes and quicker recoveries. To make an appointment with an MTMC orthopedic specialist, call 615-284-BONE.
The new Powerball is being described as bigger, better, more. But we wanted to be crystal clear on what bigger meant. So we asked a lottery spokesperson to clarify bigger for us.
The jackpots now start at 40 million and grow quicker than ever.
And that's bigger than before?
Yes, it's actually twice as big.
Which makes it twice as fun. Play the new Powerball today. Bigger jackpots, better odds, more millionaires, just $2. Tennessee Lottery, game-changing fun.
Sprint by Cellular Concepts
is the wireless provider for MTSU athletics.
Now there's a third Sprint by Cellular Concepts location. It's right next to MTSU on the corner of Middle Tennessee Boulevard and East Main, right next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
And we're real proud to be a part of MTSU.
The new MTSU location of Sprint by Cellular Concepts. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday from 1 to 5.
A family operated and owned business since 1989.
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
Chip Walters along with Coach Kermit Davis, and time for us to go to the phone now at 1-866-RAIDERS, and Tim from Murfreesboro, you're online with Coach Kermit Davis. Come right ahead.
Yes, thanks, Chip. Coach, I just wanted to say it was a great week to be at the Murphy Center, and I expect to see even more people this Saturday coming up. My question for you tonight is, obviously the Rob Dendy's playing very well right now, and Marcos Knight's had a solid year throughout. He's been very consistent. What do you see this team needing to do down the stretch to make sure they're peaking during the Sun Belt tournament?
Well, it's a good call, and thank you. It really was a great weekend. You know, our team, we watched our tape today. The best thing about our team, I think, is that we're winning games, and we got a lot of areas that we can improve in, that we can sure get better as a team in practice this week. Some of the scout things that we're doing defensively, we're not carrying over in the games, and we probably gave up 10 or 12, 14 points on some mistakes that are easy correctable. I thought the ball moved better. Obviously, we need to shoot free throws better, and that's something that we've got to do. I think it's a mental thing. I think we've got capable free throw shooters, but it's something that we got to put into the game in difficult times. The best thing about it is we're like, I think we missed almost 35 or 40 free throws in the weekend and still won two games against, you know, teams that are playing very, very competitive. So we've got a lot of things that we can get better at, and hopefully we'll have a really good week of practice, Chip.
Coach, I made a major mistake when I introduced you tonight. I should have said, welcome the head coach of the Eastern Division champions of the Sun Belt.
That's right.
Kermit
Davis.
Right
there. Yeah, you know, that's
sorry about that.
Well, you know,
I know you told me to do that,
no,
to make sure I did.
No. I didn't, but you know what is that it's the second time in 3 years that we've won the East, and that's a great compliment to our program and our players. I was even looking back over the last 3 years, you know, we've won 13, 10, and 12 games. I think we're something like 35 and 12 in the Sun Belt over the last 3 years. So our team has really done well in league play. You know, it's been a consistent program, and I really appreciate our players and what they've done. So that is, for this early to do that, one more win to win the overall championship, and hopefully we got a lot more goals to accomplish.
And this is a little bit of an aside, and you're one who does not like to necessarily talk about, you know, personal accomplishments, that kind of thing. But this is your 10th year here, and to be in this position right now has to be gratifying.
Well, it is. You know, we took over a thing 10 years ago, and not many people at all had a lot of interest in basketball at Middle Tennessee. And I remember those, you know, watching the tapes the year before, and I thought they had some really good players coming back, but there was just absolutely no one in the gym. And it's been, you know, it's just a process and a process and a process to try to get people to come. So it's really gratifying, especially to our players, that, you know, that the student body is coming out and watching this team play. They're excited on a noon, on a cold day, on a Saturday when the game is on TV. You have almost 7,000 people. So it is a lot of fun. And we lose two good players in LaRon and Jimmy, but we have 11 of our top 13 back next year. And I think it's going to even, you know, we can even do a lot more things even next year. And I think our talent level will be really good the following year.
Raiders picked up 2 8-point wins at home this week. We'll talk about those with Coach Davis right after this. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Kermit Davis Live on the Blue Raider Network.
The state of denial is a drag and a trial. When I bought my cheap insurance, should have known this day would come. Now I've had an accident and I'm feeling quite alone. Called them at least 20 times, but they won't pick up the phone. Without personal service, my policy's kind of worthless. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Shelbyville, call Deb Insel. And in Woodbury, call Mitch Wilson. Indian Hills Golf Club in Murfreesboro is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. The 18-hole par 72 public golf course is open year-round and provides a value golfing experience for all skill levels. While visiting, take time to enjoy Jack's Grill at the clubhouse for your food and beverage needs. If you need to raise funds for your favorite charity, Indian Hills Golf Club has a golf tournament package that will assure your success. For more information, go to IndianHillsGC.com or call 615-895-3642.
For 100 years, Middle Tennessee State University has taken pride in educating homegrown students from Tennessee. Now, we're the number one choice of undergraduates in the state. During 2011-2012, we'll be celebrating our centennial and hope you'll visit our university and be part of the celebration. MTSU has excellent programs in aerospace, teacher training, and one of the nation's top recording industry programs. To learn more, go to apply2mtsu.com. Middle Tennessee State University, dedicated to being the best in Tennessee.
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for. When you search with the Real Yellow Pages, you get more than a contractor. You get a whole new curb appeal. It's not just getting directions to a dry cleaner with YP.com. It's rescuing an old favorite from the back of the closet. And it's more than finding a locksmith with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting to sleep in your own bed. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the Real Yellow Pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile, only from AT&T.
WGNS, AM/FM, online, Rutherford County's MTSU station.
Welcome back into Coach's Grill as we talk Blue Raider basketball with head coach Kermit Davis. We'll go to the phones in just a minute, but in the Sun Belt Weekly Awards, if you haven't heard already, Blue Raiders center LaRon Dindy named Sunbelt Player of the Week for the second time. Ron had a pretty good week, 24.5-point average and 10-rebound average. He averaged a double-double against two very good opponents. A very good win for him and very deserving.
Well, he did. I think LaRon has even developed into an even better practice player. I think he's got great focus in what he's trying to do. He's been a good leader for our team. I think that Ron knows he's still got areas to improve in, but he really has. I mean, if he had shot free throws at a higher pace, he could have almost gotten 29 or 30. You know, the seven games previous to these two, he was shooting about 73%. But his focus is good, I think he's the way he started the game Saturday really gave our team a lift. We didn't start very well, turned the ball over, kind of not typical for us defensively. But you're right. I think he's very deserving of the honor this week.
All right, Gabriel is online for Coach Davis. Go right ahead.
Hey, how are you doing, Coach?
Doing great.
I just want to say congratulations on the win on such a great season so far.
Well, I sure appreciate that.
I forgot a question. With such a talented team, how do you keep the players grounded yet confident?
Can you say that again, Gabriel?
With such a talented team, how do you keep the players grounded yet confident?
How do you keep them grounded?
Well, I think it all comes back to practice. And, our team, for the most part, has been a good practice team. I think that, at times we've had to coach effort, which that's the thing that coaches, dislike to do more than anything. And I think this team has been better than most. I really feel that, these next three or four practices this week and the four or five that happen the following week will be critical to how our team progresses. But I think it's up to the staff to keep your team grounded, and I think they understand when we practice well, Chip, we play well.
And there is a fine line. You want to keep them grounded, but you also want them to have an edge and have a swagger about them.
Well, you got to. I think the confident teams, the teams that have a little bit of swagger to them and an edge, the way they walk around the gym is a great thing, and I think we have that. But the biggest thing is you've got to have toughness, and you've got to have a team that plays really unselfish. And sometimes at the end of the years is what happens. Roles settle in to teams. And sometimes roles are difficult for guys to handle. I've been there. It's hard. But you've kind of got to lose everything. And the biggest thing I think you say is that you got to get out of yourself, stay into the team. And obviously the big picture is the team. And the teams that can do that the best are the teams that will be successful in these tournament runs.
Let's talk a little bit about the two games last week. First of all, the Western Kentucky win. Middle Tennessee knocks off Western for the fifth consecutive time, 72-64. And you come back and follow that up with a 68-60 win over Arkansas Little Rock. And it was
a week where you got back to doing the things that you guys do best. You dominated the paint in both games and also out-rebounded both opponents, and that's what you guys do.
Well, you know, against Western Kentucky, we had 21 offensive rebounds, which was a great stat for our team. I thought we shared the ball. We had 18 assists on 26 baskets made. You know, in the second half, we shared the ball a lot better, scored 44 points, struggled at the free throw line scoring. I thought we had a balanced attack, four or five guys in double figures. But you're right, you know, and in a rivalry game like that, I thought Western played extremely well, and we're going to get everybody's best shot, and we did. And but, you know, you think about it, Chip, it's only the second time in the school's history that Middle Tennessee has beat Western Kentucky five consecutive times. You look at the overall record of the series, it's like 91 to
35 or
35 that Western has just absolutely dominated. So for us to be able to do that at this particular time, especially after Westerns have come off Sweet 16 teams, teams that's won NCAA tournaments, it's a credit to our program, a credit to our players and assistant coaches. And, you know, if we can possibly win in about 2 weeks, it'd be the first time in the history of the rivalry that Middle Tennessee has won six games in a row.
Because the last time it was five was in like 1931 to 35 or something. And interestingly enough, folks, if the regular season ended today, the first game Middle Tennessee would play in the Sun Belt tournament would be Western Kentucky, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
So I haven't even looked at it, so I wouldn't know. You know, I tell you what, it's going to be some unbelievable first-round games, Chip. I mean, it really is. There's going to be some great games on Saturday to get to the quarterfinals on Sunday. I mean, you can just look at FIU, it scares you to death, or FAU, or Western Kentucky, Troy. I mean, there's a lot of good teams, and I think it's going to be the most exciting, the most physical that the Sun Belt Tournament has been since it's been in Hot Springs.
Yeah, there's a very good chance that the two quarterfinal games that our teams play on that Sunday in Hot Springs will both be against Western Kentucky.
Really?
And there's the other quarterfinal men's game that day in our side of the bracket, if the season ended today, would be Denver and North Texas. And with Middle playing the winner of that game, the good part about that is you would only have to play one of them and not have to play both of them.
Yeah.
So,
you know, you're right. It's going to be an exciting tournament. And that thing could flip-flop two or three times in the next couple of weeks. But it'll be interesting and fun for fans to follow.
Arkansas Little Rock on Saturday, national televised game on ESPN2. Again, almost 7,000 in the house, and just a terrific atmosphere. The students got there early and greeted your team when they hit the floor for warm-ups, and I thought set the tone for the day.
Well, they did, and I tell you what, we got some of the guys today from the ATO fraternity, and you guys have done an unbelievable job. I mean, they've kind of jump-started that whole student body. They're the kind of guys that hang out in those bleachers right there, and they've been terrific. But you're right. Our student body, you know, in Sun Belt play, we're averaging right at, I think, a little over 5,500 for the whole Sun Belt Conference. And with a big crowd on Saturday, you know, that could almost reach 6,000, which is a great number. Student bodies, and I've always said it, Chip, that the student bodies make arenas exciting, and they have definitely made our arena very exciting.
They certainly have, and the ATOs have kind of taken the lead with the Greek system. And bringing folks to the games and having a great time. We certainly do appreciate it. We'll take a timeout. Coach has a couple of guests coming up, so stick around with us, and we'll be right back to Coach's Grill with more of Kermit Davis Live from Nelligan Sports. You're listening to the Blue Raider Network.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A Go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per-check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your Go account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for. When you search with the Real Yellow Pages, you get more than a contractor. You get a whole new curb appeal. It's not just getting directions to a dry cleaner with YP.com. It's rescuing an old favorite from the back of the closet. And it's more than finding a locksmith with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting to sleep in your own bed. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the Real Yellow Pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile, only from AT&T.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything. But there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. Bud Light. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because five kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Welcome back to Coach's Grill and Kermit Davis Live. We've got two really special guests with us today. And two guys that have meant a lot to our program. Two local guys and from Murfreesboro. Jimmy Oden from Siegel High School and Kerry Hammonds from Siegel High School. So we've got Siegel High School surrounded right here. You know, I remember when I first got the job here and Siegel was just starting their program. And Jimmy, you guys had that, you had a lot of young guys, you know, that kind of came up and I guess as ninth graders, and y'all took a few losses, and then you could, but you just knew your team was going to be really, really good. How much fun was that to kind of be one of the first classes and kind of see Siegel basketball grow until y'all took them to the state tournament?
It was wonderful. Starting there, we was the foundation for Kerry, and they took over.
Now, what year, Jimmy? It was your senior year, right, when y'all, you led the state in scoring.
Yes, sir.
And you had a great, great year scoring the basketball. You had Keith. You had a lot of really good players. And then y'all got in, did you win your first, I can't remember, you won your first round game in the state tournament?
We won our first and lost to, I think, JJ, actually.
To Ridgeway.
Well,
I'm sure he's told you a lot about that,
yes,
right,
sir.
Since you've been there. So, but you really did. And then, Kerry, you came after that, right?
Sure.
You were younger,
yeah.
A lot younger than Jimmy. I think Jimmy's 7 or 8 years older than you, right?
About.
Jimmy's a lot older than you. So, and then you went back to the state tournament. Siegel's gaining a lot of tradition, right?
Yeah, after Jimmy and them went to the state, that was tradition there. So it was state or bust.
Yeah. Well, you know, and Siegel Nation has been great.
Oh,
they've
yeah.
had good student bodies. And it's amazing to me to see the quality of high school basketball come up. I know Blackman just beat Siegel, you know, in the district tournament. Yeah. And I'm sure that, that those guys will probably have a chance to see each other again. Jimmy, last week, hopefully got a lot of basketball left. Senior day on Saturday. It's amazing how your college career goes by quick, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
You know, you had a lot of great moments at Lipscomb. Played a lot, your decision to come to Middle Tennessee. And I really think, Jimmy, I think the last couple of weeks, Jimmy made a big play for us the other night, 2 assists, no turnovers against Western Kentucky, guarding a lot better. Tell me, what do you think our team needs to do down the stretch to kind of reach all of our goals?
Down the stretch, we got to play better defense and hit more free throws.
We do have to hit free throws, right?
Yes, sir.
We need to get Jimmy and Kerry fouled more, right?
Yes, sir.
We need to get Dindy off the line, don't we? Somebody. We need those substitute free throw shooters, I'm telling you. You know, Dindy today, we go out and we work with Dindy, and he makes about 19. We know he can shoot free throws. And I think I've seen our team shoot the ball well. I go back to Jimmy's. We went to Tennessee State this year. It is a good win for us. Tennessee State obviously went to Murray State and won. And Jimmy led us in scoring in the victory at Tennessee State. Made some big baskets. I think you went 11 for what? 11 for 12 from the free throw line. Kind of tell the fans what you think has been about our schedule and some of the better teams that we've played.
I believe when we went to Canada,
yep.
that helped mold us early before all the other teams, and then we took off from there. All the running, ladders, getting yelled at.
That's part of it, right?
Our foundation is solid, right?
It
now.
Is solid, isn't it?
Yes,
that's
sir.
What I think. I think we got a group of tough guys. it's been great to get Kerry back healthy. And Kerry had a terrific game against Austin Peay. He made three or four threes, and he played real well. And then he got hurt. He's been out and kind of trying to get himself back into shape. I thought Kerry this weekend was probably the overall best weekend that you had. You know, you averaged about 11 points a game. You rebound the ball well. Four assists, no turnovers. What's been the biggest key of you kind of coming back, starting to play well?
Getting back in shape, first of all, because when I first came back, I was tired. I couldn't play two trips down the court. And then second thing is just rebounding and playing defense, because after that, everything else is easy.
That's what I think. I think everybody, doesn't matter if it's guards or whatever, I think when you rebound the ball, you get better. You know, you're more physical. Seems like shots go in. Tell me so far, Kerry, your best moment this year with our team.
Best moment this year with our team. I'd say going and beating UCLA.
That was a fun locker room, right?
Yeah.
That was really fun. I mean, it really was. That was one of the best moments that we've had as a team together. And, you know, even like the Western Kentucky game, Jimmy, I mean, the fifth time, you've never lost to Western Kentucky, right?
No, sir.
And that says a lot. Not many guys can say that in their career at Middle Tennessee, and we'll have a tough one here in a couple of weeks, you know. Senior night, how will it feel to play your last game in the city of Murfreesboro?
It's a long journey, long time coming. It's going to be great.
It will be, won't it?
With the fans, if we fill the glass house one more time.
I think it will be. I think we'll have a great crowd on Saturday night. Okay, on senior night, and, you know, we have a dinner in our house on Friday, and we kind of talk about the best moments for seniors. It'll be you and LaRon's last game. And then tell me, what does our team do in preparation for Hot Springs and the tournament and trying to get our team better?
The scary part is we haven't even scratched the surface of where we need to be at, and we still got potential to grow. And we know the mental little mistakes can cost us at any time, so we're going to capitalize on them.
That's what I think. I think our team can get a lot better. Kerry, you listen to a lot of music. We've got a lot of stuff going on in the locker room. Mm-hmm. Tell everybody here your favorite song on your iPod right now. What's your favorite group?
Favorite group? My favorite rapper, Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne. Yeah, we like Lil Wayne. We listen to Lil Wayne a lot at my house. We sure do. It's pretty good. Right? Jimmy, your favorite?
Lil Wayne, too.
You like Lil Wayne, too?
Yes, sir.
There's no Murfreesboro rappers out there that are good?
No,
rappers, huh?
No.
No country music? The Nashville country scene is not taking you guys? You got no country on your...
Garth Brooks? I'm not Lil Brooks.
I got a country on my part.
Who's that?
Who's it? Lee Bryson?
There you go. See, we've got a little country. No Chris Young right there, a little Murfreesboro deal. So, well, guys, we've enjoyed these two guys. Kerry's got two more great years here. Jimmy, you're going to graduate in May.
Yes, sir.
In business. I know your parents have a successful business going on in Augusta. What do you see yourself doing here in the next couple of years?
I see myself coming watching him put more banners up.
There you go. I like that. Yeah, I'm serious. We'll clap for that, Kerry. I'm telling you, Jimmy, good. Both these guys are unbelievable team guys. We'll look forward to Saturday's game, and especially Jimmy, look forward to senior night. And like I said, there's only one way to have a good senior night, and that's what?
Win.
That's win on your senior night. So we'll look forward to that. We'll be right back to Coach's Grill and Kermit Davis Live. Thanks, guys.
Sprint by Cellular Concepts is the wireless provider for MTSU athletics.
Now there's a third Sprint by Cellular Concepts location. It's right next to MTSU, on the corner of Middle Tennessee Boulevard and East Main, right next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
And we're real proud to be a part of MTSU.
The new MTSU location of Sprint by Cellular Concepts. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday from 1 to 5.
A family-operated and owned business since 1989.
Embassy Suites is the perfect place for getaways for the whole family or a romantic weekend for two. Our Gateway Grill restaurant is open for lunch, serving your favorite soups, salads, and sandwiches. And for dinner, handcrafted appetizers, a selection of contemporary entrees, and delectable desserts. The restaurant also features two private dining rooms that are perfect for any intimate gathering. Call Embassy Suites at 615-890-4464 and ask about special room packages today.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Barry's is Premier Checking.
I love Premier Checking because of the fact that I get free ATM use all over the country. No matter where I'm at, that money comes back to me, and that means a lot.
And have you recommended us, Barry?
I recommend First Tennessee to all my friends and family.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyouan96.
Maryville to Memphis, son, you better get this. Everywhere you go, I'm gonna be there too. I'll be there in Allgood, Berry Hill, and Brentwood. You can bet your buckle I'll be looking for you. Up in Nashville, I will find you. Down in Dixon, I'll be there. Out in Dover, pulling you over. Like your mama said, you better best beware.
Wherever you go in Tennessee, if you're driving under the influence, you're gonna get nailed. Paid for by the Governor's Highway Safety Office.
Beware.
The home of the Blue Raiders, WGNS, AM-FM, online.
And welcome back into Coach's Grill. Chip Walters along with Coach Kermit Davis tonight. We do want to remind you that there's a special ticket deal coming up for this weekend, starting, if you buy your tickets online, starting at midnight tonight, 12:01 until 11:59 tomorrow night. It is a special Valentine's deal for this Saturday, a ticket for the doubleheader. $5 if you use the password MTSU KISS, MTSU KISS, a perfect Valentine's Day password for that. So that is if you get your tickets for $5. Also, you can also go online or call the ticket office and get your Sunbelt tournament booklets for $83 a piece. Carrie, we had there's a question was emailed in while we were talking. And during the break from Chris Gross, he wanted to know how special it would be for you to take to be on an MTSU team that went to the big dance for the first time since your dad had gone to the big dance. That'd be a big deal, wouldn't it? So, and we're going to make that happen, right? All right, good deal. All right, Chloe is online with Coach Davis. Chloe, you go right ahead, okay?
How has your team's success this season affect recruiting for next seasons and seasons going forward?
Did you get that?
I couldn't, Chip. I didn't understand that.
Chloe, can you say that one more time?
How has your team's success this season? Affecting recruiting for next seasons and seasons going forward?
I really think that mainly from a recruiting standpoint, I think, number one, you get guys that are used to winning, and I think that helps. I really feel that recruiting, being on two straight national televised appearances, really helps your program. So hopefully that will help our staff in the recruiting process. We need to add a couple really good players in the spring. And the biggest thing, I just think we've got 11 guys returning that are used to winning, understand our program, and hopefully they'll understand the winning part and what we did to try to prepare, and that'll keep the winning going, crowds coming, and our program really building.
All right. And speaking of that, and you guys make recruiting calls every day that you're allowed to make recruiting calls. How has being on TV the last 2 weeks on ESPN2, how has that opened doors? Are people taking the calls a little quicker?
Yeah, I just think that the players, I mean, you're not going to jump out and start beating Kentucky, because you've been on ESPN twice. But I do think it's relevant, and I think that it makes your team, people more aware of your team and what you've told them. And then they saw the atmosphere. I even think, Chip, the ESPN3 broadcast that we're doing on campus has been terrific. There's a lot of recruits that watch that on the Internet. I think that's great. So, there's a lot of things that go into it. And then we'll really see when we start really going out in the homes and those kids coming on official visits and later in the spring.
This time of year when you're heading down the stretch, and here we are, three games left in the regular season, we're very fortunate and very happy to have a 23-4 record, 12-1 in our league. And everybody starts looking at schedules. They start looking at the RPI. They start looking at this and all of that. To kind of get folks up to date where we are this week, latest RPI report that came out today after the weekend's games saw you guys make a 7-spot jump in a week, and a lot had to do with that. Mostly, you guys win two huge games. That's the biggest part.
Yep. But
kind of give folks an idea some of the other factors that go into the RPI number.
Well, you know, it's something that we're all trying to get our arms around. Obviously, what we can do as a program is just keep winning games, and that's the biggest part. Right now, in the RPI report that the NCAA Selection Committee uses, we're 38, and that's good, you know. And we were 45, went to 38, and mainly because of two wins. You know, obviously, you look at factors of your winning percentage comes in. Road wins are big in that. Your strength of schedule, which is going up. Your team, your opponent's strength of schedule and how they're doing, and the teams that we're playing, that we've played for the most part, are starting to win games. And so, and even your opponent's strength of schedule. So all that plays into a big factor. But the biggest thing we can take care of is just winning. And, you know, and if your RPI going to your conference tournament can be at a certain point, then, you know, you'll be obviously relative in the mix of an at-large bid. But I think the biggest thing is our mindset is we've got to go to Hot Springs and win our conference tournament.
Right. And when the RPI thing and all that, the only part you can take care of is what you do yourselves on the court. But, you know, when our fans look, I said, you know, a couple of things this week, I thought that what I would call the second level factors of the RPI that really helped us, TSU going to Murray and winning at Murray. That was huge. And Vanderbilt playing Kentucky. Just didn't have to win, just playing Kentucky added to their finally getting Kentucky on their schedule and on their strength of schedule helped boost us as well.
Well, it was, you know, and like you said, you go on the road and you beat Tennessee State by 15. They go to Murray State, which that can just happen in college basketball. Vanderbilt has a chance to go to Kentucky again, and, you know, Ole Miss beating Auburn. So there's just a lot, you know, UCLA won a game, and they lost a tough game against Cal.
Akron's continuing to win.
Akron just winning all kind of games. They're 10 or 11. They're probably going to win. They're going to win the MAC. Belmont keeps winning. They'll obviously probably win the A-Sun. So, you know, we've played a good schedule, and those teams are winning games right now.
Yeah, and so that's where the Raiders are right now from an RPI standpoint. Again, all of that stuff that gets considered as you go down the stretch, and that is with a bullet right now. You're trending up, and that's right. And that's what you want to have
This time of the year, that's a great thing to say.
We had these two guys here tonight, and the success that this team has had, and in this past week, I thought got back to a lot of the things that that you guys had done. We talked about the assists and all of that. How gratifying is it when you have a team, not only to have guys who've been around the program a couple of years like these two, but for a LaRon to come in, although he was around the program a year sitting out, but with Bruce and Raymond and Marcos at this time of year, for this team to be hitting on all the cylinders with because I think a lot of the national writers who've written about you guys, the amazement part for them has been how this team has been brought together, and it looks like they've been playing together for 5 years.
Well, it's a credit to the players, and it's a credit to the assistant coaches and the job they've done every day in practice. It's a credit to egos being left at the practice gym door. There's some new guys that have come in and obviously played a big, big part. And I think our returning guys don't get the credit that they deserve. They've had great leadership qualities. They've been very good in our wins. And so I just think there's a lot of factors that come into it. And the biggest thing is that group. Sometimes they say, well, our team really gets along. We're really close off the floor. Well, that's all fine and good. But let me tell you where you got to be close, on the floor. You know, there's a lot of teams. Yeah. There are a lot of bad teams that have a great time going out at night and going to eat. But what happens is you've got to be close on the floor. You've got to be close when it doesn't go great in practice. You've got to be close when you're down 8 or 10, or you've got to be close when one guy scores 2 or 3 points and there's no ego involved and you win the game. So all those things are factors of having a really good team, and I think we've really worked that since the July practices in Canada, really preached the unselfish play, and those guys have really bought into it.
All right, we're going to get a quick phone call in before the break. Chris, you're online with Coach Davis. Go right ahead.
Hey, Coach. First off, wanted to give a shout-out to my brothers in ATO. And you've already addressed the concern with the free throw percentages, but I guess my question would be, at this point in the season, what can you do to, you know, increase your free throw percentage headed into Hot Springs?
Yeah, it's a great question. And number one, thanks so much for the ATOs and what they've done, and especially all the other student groups that have been fantastic. You know, free throw shooting is a lot of toughness. And there's at times we go to Denver and we shoot 76%, 77%. And then the other night, you know, against Western, and we struggled at times at the line. I think we got mentally tough guys. I think we're going to make free throws down the stretch when we have to make free throws, and we've proven that, Chip. And I think we'll continue to do it. I just think we got that kind of team. They're going to step the line. They're going to make the most important free throws that we've got to have. I've got the utmost confidence in them. I know they're going to work at it, and we've always worked at our weaknesses. The biggest thing is you've just got to keep shooting them. You've got to try to talk about the little things that make each guy individually a really good free throw shooter. A lot of it's mental, and I don't know. I just got a great feeling that we're going to make a lot of good quality free throws down the stretch in this season.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. Coach Davis has his second guest tonight. Coach Greg Grinsing joins Coach Davis right after this as you listen to Kermit Davis Live from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Indian Hills Golf Club in Murfreesboro is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. The 18-hole par 72 public golf course is open year-round and provides a value golfing experience for all skill levels. While visiting, take time to enjoy Jack's Grill at the clubhouse for your food and beverage needs. If you need to raise funds for your favorite charity, Indian Hills Golf Club has a golf tournament package that will assure your success. For more information, go to IndianHillsGC.com or call 615-895-3642.
So, how do you like your coffee? Shouldn't you love it? If you're drinking anything besides Just Love Coffee, then you don't like your coffee enough. Just Love Coffee offers over 20 smooth and tasty specialty coffees, roasted right here in the borough, minutes from campus. Grab a cup or a bag today at 129 MTCS Drive, or visit us at facebook.com/roastery to learn more about Just Love Coffee Roasters. Just Love Coffee Roasters, coffee with heart.
I love this store. They have such a selection.
The quality is excellent.
Customers are talking about all the ways there are to save at Kroger.
The people are helpful.
The fish is always at a good price. The chicken's at a good price.
The Kroger brand ice cream, it's a great price, but it's a good quality.
Fresh produce is always at the top of my list.
I can come and save on produce and go to the pharmacy and take care of my other needs and still save.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
It's an all-around good shopping experience.
For 100 years, Middle Tennessee State University has taken pride in educating homegrown students from Tennessee. Now, we're the number one choice of undergraduates in the state. During 2011-2012, we'll be celebrating our centennial and hope you'll visit our university and be part of the celebration. MTSU has excellent programs in aerospace, teacher training, and one of the nation's top recording industry programs. To learn more, go to apply2mtsu.com. Middle Tennessee State University, dedicated to being the best in Tennessee.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
Live, great crowd tonight, Chip, and got a really special guest for our show tonight, Greg Grinsing. Let's welcome Greg Grinsing, a new guy on our staff who's been fabulous for our team and preparation, and his family are here, and we'll let Greg talk about his family. Greg and I have known each other for a long time, and Greg, you're like me. You've kind of been out west. You've been a lot of different spots in your career. Kind of take just an average, what an average coach goes through, and I want you to just tell them the stops that you've had.
Well, it began in 1982. First Division I assistant job was Idaho State, a couple years there. Moved on to Pan American University in Edinburgh, Texas, a couple years there. Was able to go to Kansas State, worked there for 8 years. Got married while I was there. Then moved to Omaha, Nebraska, 11 years there. Had two lovely daughters born in Omaha, Nebraska. 6 years in Vegas, had a surprise come along about 2 years into Vegas, got a five-year-old little boy, and so, you know, it seems like it's hard to believe it's been 30 years.
It is, and this is my, 29th year in college coaching, and I know you've been a part of a lot of winning teams, and had great success at, you know, K-State, great success at Creighton, and then, you know, the job that you guys did at Vegas. Your move to Murfreesboro, our team, kind of how does our team, some of the qualities compare to some other teams that you've been associated with as far as winning?
Well, I think the one real common factor is the ability to guard the ball and keep it out of the net.
Yeah.
You know, when you go on the road, it's difficult to outscore people. Your jump shot doesn't always travel. I tell the guys, you know, defense and rebounding travel well. And, you know, this group has bought into that.
Yeah.
You know, they bought into the defensive end of the floor and done a really good job of imposing their will on opponents. And so it's been, I think that's the characteristic, that kind of toughness. And this group, you know, when they've executed offensively, their efficiency level has been extremely high, as high as any I've ever been around.
Yeah, that's what – and people that watch our team, and sometimes, Greg, when we're involved with our team every day and we watch our tape and we see it, but I think people that come and do our games on TV and opposing coaches, that's what they talk about, is ball movement and how the ball goes from side to side, and sometimes we're constantly wanting it more and more. What are some of the things you think over the next couple weeks before we get to Hot Springs that we really need to shore up and really try to get our team better at?
Well, I think it just comes down to trusting their offense, you know, and having the toughness to go to that free throw line and knock down the free throws when it's all on the line. And I think the one thing that they can do better is delivering the blow and rebounding the basketball. That we are a better rebounding team than what we have performed as.
Yep.
I think that could be the difference in our ball club, really, you know, not only getting into the tournament, but winning a game or two there.
Yeah, I agree with that. Some of the guys that you've been involved with, Greg, all these different places, tell some people, some of the guys that you've coached, maybe gone to the NBA level, some of the stories, and I think they'd be curious to kind of hear some of those things.
Well, been fortunate enough when I was at Kansas State, when we first got there, the first recruiting class was Steve Henson and Mitch Richmond. And Mitch is a Hall of Fame NBA guy. And Steve was one of the most hard-nosed, hardest-working, tough characters you ever wanted to line up and play. And the commonality in those two guys was their work ethic. They
Right.
were just so focused on what they wanted to get done. When we went to Creighton, we were fortunate enough to have a couple guys. Rodney Buford played in the NBA for a little bit, and then Kyle Korver, who is still playing in the NBA, playing for the Chicago Bulls right now. When you're at a place like Creighton or Middle Tennessee or, Little Rock or an Iona or somewhere, when you get some NBA caliber guys, the impact they can have in your program for 4 years, and that's what, you know, those kids did. And they attracted other kids who wanted to play with them, and we were very fortunate. We went to the NBA when we went to UNLV. We had a couple young men, Lou Amundson, who's playing for the Warriors now and has played for the Suns, and Joel Anthony, who plays for the Miami Heat. And one thing I learned, Joel had some NBA caliber athleticism, but he simply put in more work than everybody else did and got himself an opportunity and took advantage of that opportunity. And it just goes to show you that if guys really want to badly enough, they can separate themselves from other guys. And I think that's where LaRon, I'm so excited about, he's continued to get better.
Right.
And the last three games, we talked about he's starting to finish through contact, and he's playing with confidence. He's knocking that jump shot down again. If he can continue to do those things, he makes us a really dangerous team. And I see, you know, in areas we've talked about before, and Kerry knows, you know, Kerry Hammond's progress and what he can bring to the floor.
Right.
And, you know, I think that it allows us to, our ball club as a unit, to be really good defensively. And if Kerry will rebound the ball like he did this last week and get 11 defensive rebounds in two games, it really makes us a tough out.
It really does. I agree. You know, I really think that, and we've got to wrap it up here in a second, but, you know, we've got a great staff. And I've been fortunate enough to have a ton of assistants that are great and have gone on even to be head coaches in Division I. I mean, I've had four or five that have gone on to be Division I head coaches, and I don't know if I've ever had a better staff and a group of guys with Wynn and Mike and Tadish and Greg, of you and Monty, and y'all have meant so much to me and decision-making process and to the development of our players, and I really, really appreciate it. Your families have been great. And so Greg Grinzing has been a big key of why our team is really taken off like we've done. And, Greg, hopefully we got a lot more wins left in the tank.
Well, I appreciate that, Coach. I hope we do too. And I really, like I said, when you line up every day, and I've learned so much. You know, it's been a different vantage point, you know, to watch things, and I've learned so much. And I think you've done an excellent job of not only bringing this team along, but keeping that edge, and really getting them to play. I mean, this group. If you'd told me after we got out of Canada, and those guys know that we were going to shoot 50% from the field and be 23-4 right now, I'd have said, "Well, we got some work to do, fellas." But you've done a great job of molding this group and getting them where they need to get.
Well, I appreciate it, Greg. Let's give a round of applause for Greg and his family here, and we look forward to having Greg here many more years. We'll be right back from Coach's Grill with Kermit Davis Live. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Jordan, an orthopedic surgeon with Middle Tennessee Medical Center. As the official health care providers of the MTSU Blue Raiders, we know the importance of getting players healthy and back in the game. Middle Tennessee Medical Center provides comprehensive orthopedic care with expertise to return each patient to an active and functional lifestyle. Our team is highly experienced in orthopedic and joint replacement surgery, which means better outcomes and quicker recoveries. To make an appointment with an MTMC orthopedic specialist, call 615-284-BONE.
The state of denial is a drag and a trial. When I bought my cheap insurance, should have known this day would come. Now I've had an accident and I'm feeling quite alone. Called them at least 20 times, but they won't pick up the phone. Without personal service, my policy's kind of worthless. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In White House, call Mike Gaines. And in Smyrna, call Bill Hayes.
So what does it take to tame Tennessee's $3 million megatraction?
Well, I crack the whip, and Hugo here runs in and scratches the $3 million megacash ticket.
I scratch the ticket.
Yes, he scratches.
Only Hugo scratches.
I scratch.
Hugo usually scratches, but anyone can scratch.
$3 million top prize. 10 prizes of $1 million or more. The most exciting megatraction in Tennessee is ready to be tamed. Play the new $3 million megacash instant game today. Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A Go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your Go account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
With you, along with Coach Kermit Davis, and this will be our final segment of the night. We'll try to cram a lot of stuff in here. Real quick, Jordan is online with Coach Davis. Jordan, go right ahead with your question.
How you doing today?
Doing good, Jordan.
I want to congratulate you on your season.
So far,
Florida Atlantic at their home. What are your plans for securing your spot on Saturday as the number one seed in the Sun Belt Conference?
Well, obviously, we got to take care of our business and beat Florida Atlantic. And you know, that team we played the last time. They'll have Raymond Taylor this time, who's a preseason first-team All-League guard. You know, and after we beat them down there, you know, they had a lot of bold things to say, and that they couldn't wait to get back to Murfreesboro and get another shot at the Raiders. So they'll get their shot Saturday, and I'm sure that we're going to be really, really ready and prepared to be at our absolute best on Saturday afternoon.
All right. Appreciate the call. We'll get to that'll be the last call we're able to take tonight, but right to some questions from the audience. First of all, Madison Henniger, along with everybody else, wants to know, how is Allie Davis doing?
Well, I appreciate it, Madison. Allie's doing terrific. She's been out of the hospital since late Friday. She's at home listening right now, so hello, Allie, and she's doing great, and I think she'll for sure be at the game on Saturday.
All right, Coach Shields seemed to work the officials the entire game. Is this effective or counterproductive?
Steve has done that. I think Steve's a great coach, but he does. He gets after those guys pretty good, and he knows what he's doing, so I guess it's productive.
What are some of the challenges that FAU presents Sid from the borough with that question?
Well, I tell you what they have. They have two small guards, Tucker and Taylor.
And Taylor will be back, won't he?
Yeah, Taylor's had 22 in their win against North Texas. He's very quick. White is coming off his most productive game. They got a really good 6'9 player that can score. So they present a lot of challenges, and people forget they were the overwhelming favorite to win our league going in.
Shooting coach asked, did the team watch the TV game later, and did you watch Little Guy?
The Little Guy. Who was the little guy?
I don't know. Who was the little guy?
Who was the little guy?
You, I think.
Oh, me? Oh, the little guy? Oh,
Mark Adams may have called you
that. Oh, Mark Adams did. I don't know. I did watch the game. I didn't hear the little guy comment. So, well, it's good. I'm glad he called me little.
Okay.
I've been called a lot worse than that.
Does your staff keep any stats on how our zone defense and man-to-man and as far as points allowed and the questioner really likes changing zones.
Yeah, we do. And Greg keeps an offensive efficiency chart. Wynn keeps a defensive chart. And we know exactly kind of what we're doing against 13 and in our 2-3 zone and man-to-man, our double-teaming the post. And we kind of get a good read. But I agree with that. I think the changing of defenses, as long as your team plays really hard, Chip, is really effective.
All right, the last of the audience questions, do you have any big men on the radar to replace LaRon? And can we go overseas and get another guy like Wes Neighbors that UALR has?
Ooh, I tell you one thing. That Wes Neighbors, he was something. He's one of the best players that's played in this arena a long time.
He was no Jim Neighbors.
No, he was he was terrific. And, you know, I think that JT and Sean and Torn and Jock are going to be very good. But you're right. We're Monty Towles out looking at a 6'8 guy tonight. I know Greg's involved with a bunch of guys. So, yeah, we're chasing a bunch of bigs. You know, to help us with our frontline depth next year.
All right. So all those questions were relative to our situation.
All right.
These are random, the five random questions of the week for Coach Davis. First of all, did you go to your last high school reunion?
I did.
Did you?
It was in Starkville, Mississippi. I sure did. And
didn't pull any muscles dancing or anything, did
no,
you?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't. And Betty was there, and even my old girlfriend, I think, was there.
Did you introduce Betty to her?
Yeah, there was no fights that broke out. Betty handled it well.
Okay,
so
good deal.
I don't think she liked me anymore anyway, so it wouldn't have mattered.
All right. As an adult, have you ever dressed up for a Halloween party?
Gosh, I did a long time ago. Betty and I are not. We're big Halloween people. So we have a big party in our cul-de-sac every Halloween. But I think it was back when even my college days when I was a graduate assistant for Bob Boyd.
What old friend would you like to get back in touch with?
An old friend. You know, I have some high school buddies that I haven't seen in a long time. I was today doing some Facebook stuff in recruiting, and a guy named Ken Nason that was one of my very best basketball friends that I haven't. It's a guy named Richard Hill that I played basketball with at Starkville High School, two guys that I spent a lot of time with in high school and have probably done not a great job of staying in touch with.
Have you ever been scuba diving or mountain climbing?
We went scuba diving when I was in Hawaii with our team at LSU. And, you know, see, it was funny to see those. It wasn't scuba diving. I'm
snorkeling.
Sorry,
you're probably snorkeling. Okay.
It wasn't scuba diving.
Okay.
And so it was fun to do that. Mountain climbing in Moab, Utah.
You were talking about riding bikes out there and that kind of thing.
I did, and I didn't get to the big mountains, but it was kind of cool to do that.
All right, did you watch the Grammys last night?
I did.
Favorite moment?
Favorite moment, I guess it was a tribute to Whitney Houston. I was always a big Whitney Houston fan. I loved her music, and I thought that was terrific.
I like the tribute to Glenn Campbell last night, and who can't like Adele?
I agree. Yeah.
She's going to sell a lot of albums, CDs this week.
She will. You're right about
that. Saturday, 5:30 for the men, 3 o'clock for the women's game, senior night for both teams. Our teams have RPIs of 38 and 43. This is a very special group, folks. We need to pack the place.
Well, you know, if you think about it, the last time you get to see the women's and men's team play, we're like 25-1, so it would be a great time to get about 8,000 or 9,000 in that arena, and I know both teams would love it for sure.
All right, well, good luck this week.
Thanks, Chip.
All right, Coach Kermit Davis joins us. Appreciate everybody here at Coach's Grill. Don't forget to be nice to your sweetie tomorrow. It's Valentine's Day, and you can bring them here to Coach's for a special Valentine's Day trivia night. And we will talk to you next week, but see you this weekend at Murphy Center and listen to us here on the Blue Raider Network.